And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Judith Bishop previews a new season coming up for Mad Cat Theater. Bill Becker describes his underwater festival in the lower Florida Keys. Chef Norman Van Aken whips up a word on food. And we welcome our new Arts Calendar contributor for Palm Beach County, Ms. Marilyn Bauer. Now we catch up with a tremendous not-for-profit in Fort Lauderdale whose mission is to provide programs, events, business opportunities, and facilities that help local and emerging artists turn their art into business. Because of the organization's great dedicated staff and infrastructure, it has helped to create a vibrant artistic community in Broward County. Their Red Eye Reboot event takes place Saturday, July 19th from 6 to 10 p.m., featuring artists, art performance, bands and DJs, digital art, comic art, fashion, food trucks, installations, short films, and spoken word. And today we welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat the president and CEO of ArtServe, Ms. Jay Abate. And good to have you back on the show, Jay.
It's great to be here, Ed.
Now, I know ArtServe exhibits, promotes, educates, instructs, collaborates, and conducts business. So tell me what ArtServe has been up to this year.
Well, we've been very busy, as you said, thanks to our small but mighty staff. We've done a lot of facelifting of the facility. We've done some assessment of needs of the creative community. And then we hit the ground running trying to raise a few dollars and cents to actually implement some of the changes. And we've started some new programs and focused a lot on collaborations in the community as well. I'm a really big believer in that collaboration creates success and that nonprofits need to work together with each other as well as to hook up with the corporate community. So we've been busy, but I really think that our best work is ahead of us in the year to come.
Now, talk about collaboration. It's so necessary for the arts to get together and collaborate and cooperate together. You cooperated with an organization within your building on East Sunrise Boulevard. And tell us about that wonderful collaboration.
Well, we are so fortunate to have many resident tenants in the ArtServe facility, one of which anchors our building on the east side, and that is the Stonewall Museum and Library and Archive. And our last exhibit, which was called Art Antidote to Hate, which was really a way to celebrate respect, equality, and diversity through the art and really provide some positive social messaging through art. And one component, we collaborated in that exhibit with them on a film festival, and we also worked with the Pride Center. We also collaborated with the Oakland Park City Library to bring the Secret Symphony exhibit to them. So that was a great collaboration. We have many more planned for the new year. And we also have, you know, we're again so fortunate to have resident tenants like Gold Coast Jazz Society, who is an anchor in the building as well. So
they've been with you for a number of years.
Since ArtServe moved to that facility almost 15 years ago.
Wow.
And you know what? We did some, as I said, some facelifting to the building this year. Part of which included some landscaping, and we reached out to the community to get volunteers, and we had a lot of people that were there on the very first day of moving into the building and helped with the landscaping almost 15 years ago, and our friends at Gold Coast Jazz were there, some friends from Symphony of the Americas were there, Jody Leshinsky was there, so a lot of great supporters.
Now, tell me about your student programs.
Yes. Well, as part of the assessment we did this year, we really felt that students needed their own membership. We've always had a lot of involvement with students. They enter our shows. We do programs with the school board. But this year, we really felt like they needed some additional support so that they're poised to enter the professional world of the professional artists when they are no longer students. And so we started a student membership, which we're going to really kick off big time in the new year so that they'll be able to participate more in our workshops, renting our gallery spaces so they can do some private exhibitions and get that on their resume. And I think it's going to be a really wonderful thing. So if you have any student listeners out there, we hope you will go online and become a student member. It's very affordable at $25 a year.
Now, Jay Abate, the president and CEO of ArtServe, is our guest today on South Florida Arts Beat, located at 1350 East Sunrise Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. And you can get in touch with them at artserve.org or call them at 954-462-8190 or email them at information@artserve.org. And many more questions, Jay, but our time is limited, so let's jump into your big annual event, Red Eye, and this year you've renamed it Red Eye Reboot, scheduled for July 19th.
Absolutely. Well, we decided to reinvigorate it, reignite it. There's a lot of elements that the people love and adore, but we've added some really exciting new elements this year, such as adding some digital or projection art. We're very lucky. It's really come into its own as an art form in the last few years, and we're really lucky to have some installations by talented artists like Sri Prabha. We are also adding an outdoor stage so we can showcase some of the work of the wonderful bands like Wilton Drive, Octo Gatto, Osandara, Speaking Volumes, and Corey James Boast. And so I hope all your listening public is doing their rain dance to keep the clouds away. And we're going to be doing a twist to our body painting with some body sculpting. And that doesn't really resonate with radio listeners, so you're just going to all have to come out and see it. And one of the most exciting things with our live graffiti challenge, which is one of the most exciting elements of the Red Eye, is that we are going back to its original roots, which is in one of our wonderful education programs called Cans to Canvas, where it was taking kids getting in trouble tagging buildings and public places and mentoring them with artists who could show them if they channel their energies to tagging canvases, they can actually make money from their art. And so this year we're going to be tagging canvases, they're going to be tagging skateboards. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So much going on to increase a Red Eye Reboot this year. Live art performance pieces. Describe some of that. You'll have Body and Soul, dance theater, among others.
Yes, there is. It's going to actually. It's a hard to describe installation piece. You really have to come and see it to understand it and experience it. But when you come in that room, you're going to see a wonderful dance performance. You're going to see something very creative. You're going to see it intertwined with actual live installations, and it's going to be combined with some of the body sculpting. So it's really an art happening.
You mentioned the digital art, Sri's digital, mm-hmm. digital art, but more installations. Describe some of those.
In one gallery space, there's a very interesting installation by Erin Bassett, which incorporates textiles and fabric art along with digital and projection art. In another room, there is it's almost like a multimedia experience when you walk into there as well. Most of those types of the installations, many of them are there only for that evening. So you really have to come and experience them. Mm-hmm. The exhibit itself will stay up through August 15th. And all of the work available at Red Eye and at ArtServe all the time is available for sale, and it's all created by local artists. So I encourage your listening public to buy local. There is something there 24/7 for every price range, whether your price range is on the low end or the high end of the scale. And it's a wonderful way to support not only the artist community, but to support ArtServe and everything that we do for the artist community as well. This is a fundraiser for the organization, and we are always looking for ticket sales to help fund some of the renovations and improvements that we're going to do, such as in the beginning of the fall, we are going to be actually opening, adding two to three actual working artist studios to the facility.
Wow.
So that's something that we've never had before, and that is only available allowing us to do that through the support that we get from the community.
Tell me more about Michael Chase, and he's coming over from the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival, bringing some short films.
He always puts together an amazing roster of films. There's something that appeals to everybody. They're funny, they're poignant, they're always interesting and artistic. He is, you know, curating an amazing list, and we just hope everybody comes and see that. And that's the great thing about Red Eye. You know, there's live bands on one stage. You go in another room and there's a film festival. There's a spoken word slam going on in another room. Everywhere you turn, something's going on. And somebody once said, well, there's so much going on here. You just rub your eyes and they get red and you don't even know what's going on. So makes the title even Red Eye even more appropriate.
So you need volunteers. Hopefully there's a lot of volunteers that will come out of our listenership to support you. And you can contact Rebecca W. at artserve.org or call Rebecca directly if you'd like to volunteer on the 19th and help out ArtServe, 954-462-8190. In our last minute, no doubt you'd like to get some members as well.
We would love to generate some members. I know that there's a lot of artists out in the community there who really could benefit by being part of the organization. We provide so many support workshops, facilities, services that will help them build their profession and do what they do best, which is practice their profession in their art. So like you said, we like to help them turn their art into business. So we encourage them to sign up or just at least come to Red Eye, check it out, see what we have, and hope to get some new members.
Wonderful. Well, good luck on your great efforts. Jay Abate, our guest today on South Florida Arts Beat, president and CEO of ArtServe, once again located at 1350 East Sunrise Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. Go to artserve.org to find out more about their big event coming up on July 19th, Saturday, Red Eye Reboot. It sounds like a bunch of fun, I got to tell you. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jay, and good luck to you. South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, we'll celebrate the 30th annual Underwater Music Festival with co-founder Bill Becker. It takes place tomorrow on the beautiful Lou Key Reef in the lower Florida Keys. Chef Norman Van Aken stirs up a word on food, and our arts calendar features our new contributor, Marilyn Bauer, Director of Marketing and Government Affairs for the Cultural Council of Palm Beach County. Now, our theater contributor, Judith Bishop, speaks with two resident playwrights and actors of an award-winning local theater company, which will soon celebrate their 15th anniversary. Watch out now, take cover, fall and swing it.
Mad Cat Theater was founded in 2000 by Paul Tay, to provoke audiences and illuminate the darker regions of our mental and emotional landscapes. The company has sold out the house, won awards, and garnered praise from even the toughest critics. One critic wrote that Mad Cat is never satisfied plowing the same ground. They don't just think outside the box. The box is nowhere to be seen. To celebrate the upcoming 15th anniversary, Mad Cat is planning their new season with added gusto. Here to talk about the company and preview the season are multi-talented Jessica Farr and Theo Reyna. Thank you both for joining us today on South Florida Arts Beat. Jessica, you and Theo are both what I would call triple threats. You write, you act, you direct. Give us a quick rundown of your personal theatrical background here in South Florida.
Oh, sure. Triple threat. Haven't heard that one in a while. Thank you. Recently, we just wrote for the South Beach Comedy Festival, which we've written for the last couple years now.
Three years, I think.
3 years. That's right.
Fourth if we're lucky.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if they ask us back. Yeah. I think they have. Yeah, we'll see.
Anyway, that was Gerald Ford's Super Freak, which Jess here and I co-wrote with Paul, who is our artistic director.
We're both company members.
Yep.
And I've been a company member. Well, I've been working with the company since I was in high school.
Yeah.
I've been a member for the past few years.
Yeah.
Theo, what are some of the highlights of your background here?
Well, I, like Jess, went through New World School of the Arts for high school. Mm-hmm. And then we both went abroad for college, but ended up back in Miami working with Mad Cat. Recently, last year, I had a production at Miami Theater Center's part of the Sandbox series, which was funded by the Knight Foundation. It was a grant for a new play, and that was called Knowledge of Noise, and that ran. And then after that, as Jess said, we worked on Gerald Ford's Super Freak. And right now, I have a short play in the Summer Shorts Festival at the Arts Center, and that's called The Scottish Play, which they've kindly picked up, which we first did with Mad Cat, which Paul commissioned.
For a mixtape.
For a mixtape, too. Which was
a
compilation.
I'm also part of that.
Which Jess had had a piece in, which she'll tell you about.
Yeah, I had a piece called Nadier, which is also in, it's a finalist for City Theater's National Playwriting Award. So we're both going to be at the City Rights Conference.
Yeah.
They say that acting in a theater company is akin to being in a band. What are the similarities, and how would you describe your band? Yeah. Are you The Clash or Coldplay? You
know? The Clash, more than Coldplay, but
yeah,
for sure.
I think The Clash, I think you nailed it with The Clash.
I know, as soon as I heard that.
But a friendly, benign Clash.
Who sets the tone? Does that come from the artistic director?
Like-minded people gravitate?
Yeah, I mean, he's been a great influence on both of us for...
Peter Piper,
yeah,
absolutely.
For years. I mean, I started my playwriting career to Paul. So I'm very happy and grateful to be a part of the company. And now that we've grown up together and have started collaborating...
He produced our plays first.
Yeah, he produced our plays that we wrote in high school when we were at New World.
In high school, you were writing plays that were actually produced. Bravo.
Yeah, part of our part of our festival there. But he's been guiding us both for many years.
There's a lot been written about the craft and art of acting, and it's been said that some actors have trouble losing their fear and committing to the moment. It sounds like your group pushes the envelope. How do you do that? How do you disconnect from reality, so to speak, to transport us, the audience, to another dimension?
We were just talking about this last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're on stage, you're not playing yourself. I mean, you're playing someone other than yourself who has an objective. So you're focused on a goal that's outside of yourself. So when you move the focus from yourself to someone else, to a need, and try and honestly pursue that need, a lot of the fear and the troubles go away.
The fear is somewhat necessary. I think you have to move through it. It takes great courage.
It's there. I mean,
you have to risk.
You have to risk.
Vulnerability.
Vulnerability is key.
A big part of it.
Yeah, vulnerability is key. And also just believability. Like at a baseline, we were talking about this. A lot of people rehearse plays, oftentimes don't get enough time, but the first thing we got to work at is, do I believe the person I'm seeing on stage? And I mean, it seems very simple, but like that's the key into it. And from there you find the magic.
Mad Cat does a lot of magic, and they do it in a very edgy, offbeat, pushing the envelope kind of way, do a lot of comedy. Samuel Beckett once said that nothing is funnier than unhappiness. Do you all feel that Beckett was right, and does that affect the selections at Mad Cat?
Absolutely. I remember quoting that when we were going through the play I wrote, the full length, about Isabella Blow. I probably can't say the title right now.
We've said it before here.
Okay. Yeah. So Blow Me was the title of it. It was a pun
Which
on
was
her name.
The South Beach Comedy Festival as well.
It started off
ago.
As Charming Acts of Misery.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, 2 years ago was what it was called. That was a play I wrote. And it was a dark comedy, and it was rooted in, this woman who had attempted suicide 7 times before she unfortunately succeeded. But it didn't dote on that aspect. It was more of a celebration of her life and of a tragic representation of losing that kind of talent and that energy, and seeing her struggle through her disorder, through bipolar disorder, and through her will to move forward.
Well, it's summertime here. Summer can be a rather slow season in many of the art forms, but not at Mad Cat. You have some good things coming up this season. What's on tap during the summer months?
Well, we have a reading series we're part of. The South Florida Theater League has asked us to be a part of that. So we're doing Paul Tay's new play, Instant Classic, which is about a group of guys who are meeting together. They're a group of friends, and they're middle-aged, and they're working through the journey through that time period. And in the midst of the main character letting go of the other people in their lives that they're losing. So it's a comedy, and it's about middle age and letting go of people and ideas that matter to you greatly.
And the relationship's just naturally drifting apart over time.
Right.
Which sadly happens.
Happens.
It does. And time moves very quickly. Before we know it, it'll be fall. And this is a big fall season at Mad Cat. It is your 15th anniversary.
It is.
Theo, what's coming up this fall?
We have our late summer, early autumn show, which is going to premiere on the 16th, and it's going to run through the 31st of August. We're going to have an official release on that very soon. We're just finalizing a few details. And then in the winter, end of fall, winter, we're going to be doing an expanded version of the play we presented at this past year at the South Beach Comedy Festival, which was called Gerald Ford Super Freak. And the expanded version will be called Metaford. And it's a sort of surrealistic look at the Ford presidency.
What was most surrealistic about the Ford presidency?
That George Harrison showed up to advise him on matters of state.
Seriously?
At certain points. Yeah. And that we did jump ahead several centuries and have an android president come and seek his advice on dealing with a pardon.
So this is definitely fantasy as opposed to history.
Sci-fi.
Yeah, I know. There's a little history there. Just
it's talk. Rooted in truth.
Yeah.
But it goes all over
but
the
yes,
place.
But yes, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely
I'm
right.
curious, why did you change the title from Super Freak?
Well, we had both. We had two good titles. First, we had Gerald Ford Super Freak, which we're all very fond of. But then one night just came up with Metaford, and it's beautiful. And it is an expanded version.
The structure
will change. We're going to do rewrites. There will be some changes in plot and new characters added. So it is its own play as well. So we wanted to give it a separate title.
Oh, instant classic. The date for that reading series is August 18th at 8 p.m. That's a one-night event.
At the Sandbox.
At the Sandbox at Miami Theater Center.
And that's sponsored by the South Florida Theater League, who are doing readings all over by a variety of local playwrights this summer.
Mm-hmm. The theater scene's exploding here. There are so many local playwrights, so many local companies. It's a good time, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we're very keen. New work, especially for us, is...
The bottom line.
The bottom line is we want to be writers, and, you know, it's quite easy to exhaust the classics in a town that's spoon-fed a lot of stuff from New York and Chicago, but to really have Miami come into its own with its own writers is exciting for us.
Yeah.
You say you want to be writers. If you had to pick, you would rather write than act or direct?
Oof, this question.
Ooh.
I did.
That's true. You really don't.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
No. She's very good at all three. So, If I had to check right now, it would be writing and directing. It's nice to direct when you write because you have a good feel for it. But all three are nice, and we're happy to work wherever, whenever.
Well, we are happy to have had both of you on today with us on South Florida Arts Beat. Jessica Farr, Theo Reyna, thank you so much, and good luck at Mad Cat.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers.
Mad Cat Theater is located at 9816 Northeast 2nd Avenue in Miami Shores. For more information, log on to their website, madcattheater.org. And that's theater ending in R-E. For South Florida Arts Beat, this is Judith Bishop.
Judith Bishop is a television journalist who has covered breaking news, politics, and the arts for WABC and CNBC. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will return in just a moment.